Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I prefer the window seat. It helps with my anxiety of flying, not feeling as claustrophobic, and no one bothers me in the window seat.
Just get drunk, man.
Jumping up and down. Everybody's so happy. Nobody needed a plane to get home that night.
I play.
That's how I get over it.
Yeah, that helps.
So here's the thing about DJ Moore.
I'm going to be a problem on that flight. I'll tell you that right now.
That's exciting.
Same bridesmaids.
Looking forward to that.
Ready to party.
I'm excited, and I feel relaxed, and I'm ready to party with the best of them. And I'm going to go down to the river.
When you order your drinks on a plane, when you like to get drunk on the plane, are you ordering a double right away?
Yeah, if they'll give it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
All right, well, so we're all competing for second place with Shane to see who's going to get the most drunk on the plane tomorrow.
But see, my alcohol tolerance is so damn high.
Right, no, but you got to factor in edibles.
I'm not going to take any.
Well.
So I might do some meth.
Then you're going to win the game.
Hello? You play to win the game.
So I was telling Porth, I was like, don't worry, the shows will be professional, you know. And he's like, they're always professional. I'm like, yeah. I don't know, have you been here for any of our shows in Vegas, though?
Beer me, baby.
You're 40 beers back, bitch. Just sit back and enjoy the show.
I'm tired of people telling me what I can't do. They say I can't drink on a plane. They say I can't bang on a plane. I say I can't be a pilot. I can't be a doctor. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it right in front of your face. I'm going to chug 15 beers right now.
I might be past that. In the baggage claim.
You know who Dierks Bentley is, Grody? He's a guy who's drunk on a plane. Yeah.
One, two, three.
And here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go, Jim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
I will clip David Haw saying drunk on a plane and it will be useful at some point in the future.
That's how Chris Tannehill thinks. I better flag that Dierks Bentley reference, because you never know.
Yeah,
when we're going to Vegas right after the show.
It's in my contract. When Dierks Bentley is played, David Haw must accompany us.
Makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
He's our guy for both country and Western.
Oh, God. Yeah, we got both kinds.
Yes, we do.
Scene from Rawhide, or a theme song from Rawhide. So, are we going to ask Chicago mail carriers to help us for our mail it in show? To talk about how mailmen and mailwomen mail it in.
I'm uncomfortable about the whole thing. Yesterday, when you flat out said we were going to mail in the show.
Right.
I don't like it because you and I both take pride at working at this particular craft. We actually try to be good.
Yeah.
You know? So openly saying we're going to mail it in, That sounds awful. You know how many people would like to talk sports for a living? So I don't like it. I'm uncomfortable. And then Lawrence goes and snitches on us.
Yeah, Lawrence, I mean, God. Where does that fail on the teammate ship? Just saying that the 520 segment is pre-recorded.
You'll hear on my top 30 favorite radio teammates of the last 30 summers.
Lower
his
number.
He's plummeting. He's plummeting.
Yeah, I get it. That's dirty pool. Well, here's the thing. We're like everybody else. Have you read these articles about, like, you know, American workforce production that goes down during the NCAA tournament?
Yes, yes.
Well,
I mean, I saw you paying attention to the TVs.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You come in here and you've been putting on, like, Venezuela against Korea in the World Baseball Classic.
God, that was so close to an actual matchup. You were almost there, man.
Yeah, they were both teams in the World Baseball Classic.
They sure were.
So?
2 of the 20. Good job.
I had a shot. But yeah, anyway.
Yeah, it's true. It happens.
As long as we're here, we may as well try. But here's the truth. No one's going to really be able to tell the difference between the mailed-in shows and the shows with the maximum effort. That's how effortless we make this whole thing work. Okay? That's really the talent.
So by admitting we're mailing it in but not actually mailing it in,
yeah,
we're showing just how good we actually are.
That's what I'm saying.
Man,
there are levels here. That's exactly right.
I like it.
So, you'll be happy to know, given that you were trying to foist your World Baseball Classic joy upon me yesterday, that I watched, at least with one eye, the majority of that game.
Yeah, I know.
Yesterday.
You tried to text the group and, like, bond about Schwarber.
I did.
As it was happening.
I wanted to prove to you guys that I was watching.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, now Danny wants to bond about the World Baseball Classic.
Oh, did you guys have a separate World Baseball Classic text? Did you guys have that going for you Puritans?
Some could say he mushed Team USA.
With that moment? By faking enthusiasm?
Yeah.
That's
fine.
You could say that. No, I'm glad that you watched. How crazy is it, dude, that a 20-team tournament taking place over 2 weeks with locations all over the planet, and it does indeed come down to the moment that everybody dreamed of about the entire thing, like the last 2 years, as you're dreaming about it. Boy, that'd be kind of fun if Ohtani had to face Trout, wouldn't it? And there it is in a one-run game.
I have been dreaming about that for the last 2 years.
Maybe not you, but a lot of people...
I go to sleep at night.
People who give a crap have been dreaming about that for 2 years. There's some possible moment here, and it comes down to the final in the ninth inning. It was outrageous that it came down to that. And then to see Trout dominated by Ohtani going full bore, 102 wild with one of the fastballs, and he takes the hat off because he knows he's got to get back under control. And that slider was like impossible to hit, absolutely perfect with two strikes. Just an amazing moment of both those guys.
Mike Trout, the stat's been going around the internet for, you know, ever since the game ended. It was only the 24th time in his career that he had three swings and misses in a single at-bat. Over 6,000 career plate appearances in the big leagues.
Wow.
That was only the 24th time that he had an at-bat with three swings and misses, and it came against his teammate, Shohei Ohtani. That is amazing.
It is amazing.
That is such a cool, weird, singularly baseball statistic.
The two faces of the sport. We played the Michael Jordan promo yesterday.
Yeah.
Talking about those two guys, teammates, and Trout was the reason that Team USA was so stacked and everybody was so excited for it. And it's remarkable. And the right guy ended up on top. I mean, in this tournament, Shohei Ohtani hit the hardest ball.
Yep.
Threw the fastest ball. Had a 6.06 on-base percentage as a hitter and a 1.86 ERA as a pitcher. He's on the all-WBC team as a hitter and a pitcher. Hit a 448-foot home run and threw a one pitch 102 miles an hour. It's like, there it is for everybody. And Babe Ruth did that for 3 years of an all-white MLB before he transitioned. Ohtani is doing... Yeah, I mean, transition to just full-time pitcher. I want to make that clear.
I didn't think you were thinking about anything else.
I thought about it right away.
I thought you might have. Favorite breaking news.
Before he became a man.
But here's Ohtani.
We're watching Babe Ruth. You being Babe Ruth.
Ohtani being this guy at the peak of his career in Japan and now at the peak of his career in MLB and doing it on this stage. It's just there's never been anything like him. And that people should be left with that realization if they weren't there already.
So, question.
answer.
It had become established fact that Mike Trout is the best baseball player ever. Mm. Is that no longer true? Not because of one at bat last night in a game, but if I understand that Shohei Ohtani has not done it for the longevity of a career of a Willie Mays or a Barry Bonds or even a Mike Trout in terms of the longevity that it's been here. But if you wanted to say who is the best, whose peak was the highest,
the best baseball player ever? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Is it not? I mean, I feel like there should be, again, not talking longevity. If I defined best baseball player ever as whose best was best, so not best career ever, but at their peak of their powers, no one else's peak of their powers was better than his. It feels like top 10 hitter, top 10 pitcher, same guy has a real claim to being the best baseball player ever.
He does have a claim to that. He does have a claim to that because you have to add in the years in Japan, and you also, I mean, can I consider his future? He's 27 years old, you know?
But
if you're just talking about like this 5 years, he's been in MLB now for 5 years, and one of them he only plays 44 games because he had Tommy John, obviously. So, you know, just looking at these 5 years, it's ridiculous. It's an MVP. It's a Rookie of the Year. It's a fourth-place Cy Young finish. It's doing both at the same time. It is nothing anyone's ever done.
Yeah, and I don't know how long it'll last. I know that I want him to be a Cub very badly because it would be so fun to watch the guy every day. And just the tune-in nature of the sport, you're not going to do it. It just what felt cool about last night was seeing the teammates go head-to-head on a stage that matters, obviously. That part is obvious. But it was also cool to see those guys simply play in a game that mattered. Like, I feel like I have not seen enough of Shohei Ohtani. I feel like I have not seen enough of Mike Trout. And I follow a Twitter account that is, like, Shohei Ohtani stats. Like, I read a lot about him, but in terms of watching him, I know that for me personally, the only way I will ever really appreciate him is if he is on the Cubs or White Sox.
You know, it's interesting because I hear you. And among the tweets that I got last night, you know, about that whole thing was one guy saying, man, I had no idea Ohtani was so big. He's a house. It's like, wow.
People
don't know. People don't know because they play on the West Coast and they might
skip
a highlight and they've been bad and they have not had that stage.
So it's a weird thing to say last night is the biggest baseball game I have seen Shohei Ohtani play in. Now, he said it was the best moment of his life. So he said after the game it was the best moment of his life.
Well, you're nowhere near alone in that in terms of the biggest baseball game. That's one of the biggest baseball games he's ever played in, obviously.
And he said it was the best moment of his life. So it probably was the biggest baseball game he's ever played.
Well, it speaks to the larger thing. I mean, we don't think of Michael Jordan as an NBA player. You think of him as a basketball player. You know, when you think about Wilt Chamberlain, I think about him as a basketball player, the best, one of the best to ever play the game. We think about Ohtani or think about Mike Trout. You think of him as a Major League Baseball player. This whole thing is about baseball, not MLB. And that distinction keeps kind of rearing its head. There's the appreciation of the game versus appreciation of the league that you and I got into a little bit at the 5 o'clock. And Lord knows the game itself was the focus last night. Not necessarily, obviously, MLB. And Ohtani, the player, is bigger than MLB. He is. But if you just watch MLB and look for MLB to provide you with those moments, then it becomes about team building and payroll and structure of the playoffs and everything like that. That's the magic of this event and why baseball is having a moment. And I agree with John Paul Morosi saying it's an inflection point.
He'll be with us at 325.
Because how many countries are going to have people that want to play baseball? Now, there's already been, I think it's 57 countries that provided a player to Major League Baseball. NBA, that's in the history of the sport. Right now, the NBA has a player from 40 different countries right now, this year in the NBA. I don't know how many countries are represented right now in MLB, but I bet that number is going to go up in terms of on the yearly, because this is a bigger moment than just for MLB. Whether they recognize that and play along with it is an interesting conversation. But this Ohtani gets to show you himself, not Ohtani of the Angels.
I'd be interested in trying to, like what you're talking about, bigger than MLB, baseball bigger than MLB, is so true of the World Baseball Classic and Ohtani, and the viewership numbers in Japan speak to that.
And the experience of the game for people that love the sport, or maybe people that love MLB but decided to actually watch this, then they're like, wait, I think I love the sport. It's not MLB that I love. It's not my team. I actually do love the sport.
Right. But I am an MLB guy.
Yeah.
And so I want to try to understand what the rest of Shohei Ohtani's career is going to look like here. And it starts with him being a free agent this offseason. And yes, dreams of him being a Cub, but there's also dreams of him being a Dodger in LA and a Met, and the Angels have said they're going to try. It's going to be something like we've never seen in the sport before. I want to talk to you about that. We'll talk to Morosi about it at 3:25. Polls position on Lucas Van Ness, the stud defensive lineman from Iowa, at 3 o'clock. Daniel Negreanu at 4:25. Parkins and Spiegel on the score.
Trout's ready. 3-2. He struck him out! Ohtani strikes out Trout, and Japan's back on top of the baseball world.
The baseball world won tonight. Although those guys are disappointed in there, I couldn't be prouder of them, the way they came together as a team, from getting together 2.5 weeks ago, all the things that happened along the way, tough games, easy games, whatever it was. They truly started to bond and enjoy being around each other. But, I mean, if you were going to write a script, I was hoping it was going to go our way with Mikey popping one against Ohtani. But, like.
So that's Mark DeRosa, Team USA manager. USA loses, baseball wins, Shohei Ohtani strikes out Mike Trout. Unbelievable sports theater last night. And now tomorrow's a week from MLB opening day, in which Shohei Ohtani is the favorite to be MVP. He's among the favorites for Cy Young, and he's playing on a one-year, $30 million contract at the age of 28 years old. He will be a 29-year-old free agent this offseason.
Yes, he will. And the entire baseball universe is in awe of him. Your buddy Ben Heisler just had retweeted it. Pedro Martinez gushing over Shohei Ohtani last night. Pedro is the greatest pitcher I've ever seen. And had unbelievable success in the midst of the steroid era. And he's just there gushing like the rest of us about Shohei Ohtani. So this is unprecedented impressiveness, majesty, and yes, value.
No one alive has ever seen anything like it, and there's never been more money in the sport. So, John Heyman is on with Mully and he was asked about the value of Shohei Ohtani.
The record for free agents, $360 million by Judge. This guy's certainly going to, I think $500 million is the baseline right now for Ohtani. It's going to be incredible to see. Yeah, I don't think one strikeout against the guy throwing 100 with a slider should be really counted against Mike Trout. If you look at his numbers, other than the fact he hasn't been in World Series, you know, I don't think one strikeout's going to do any harm to Trout. And Ohtani, at this moment, is the king of baseball. I don't think there's any question about that. And he will be the king of free agency.
So Max Scherzer has the highest average annual value, most money per year.
Mm-hmm.
At $43.3 million.
And that's on a very short deal as a very old pitcher paid by the very cash-crazy Mets.
But you just heard 500 is the baseline from Heyman.
Mm-hmm.
So let's, and the biggest ever in terms of total value is $360 million. So would you give Shohei Ohtani for age 29 through, you know, 38, 10 years, $500 million?
Yes, easy.
Easy. And you got to give him a couple opt-outs, right? You got to give him a player opt-out and a full no-trade clause.
Unless something changes before this offseason, what you have seen the Padres do with 11 years for Xander Bogaerts and what the Phillies did right away with 11 years for Trey Turner, longer deals to spread out the hit against the competitive balance tax are going to be more likely. So 10 years is a given. Maybe it's 11, maybe it's 12, maybe it's 13, and they eat some of those dead years at the end as they spread it out, assuming that the CBT is only going to rise. But yeah, 500 mil, he's going to get that. He is, if he's healthy at the end of this year, he's going to get. Can I share this with you? SpotTrack, the contract site, tweeted this out this morning. Their valuations for Shohei Ohtani as a pitcher, 8 years, $230 million. As a hitter, 10 years, $333 million. So pull off the $33 million per year twice to make it 8 years for both. They have valuations at 8 years, $497 million. $497 million. So if I'm a team with metrics that come anywhere close to that, and they all do, right? Yeah. I'm looking at that and going, oh, if I get 10 years for $500 million, if I get 11 years for $500 million, I'm getting 3 years free at the end of what I actually value.
But John Heyman's just saying a number on a radio question. I mean,
he happens to be on the right number.
But he might, I mean, sounds low. Like, what about $600 million? What's the number that you get to where you would say that's ridiculous when the Dodgers with the best local revenue television contract in baseball exists, and Steve Cohen, who has just stated he'll pay anything to anyone to win. He doesn't care. He's got more billions than everybody basically combined.
Yeah.
I mean, is $600 million ridiculous?
But look, here's the problem. $200 million feels ridiculous. $300 million feels ridiculous. $400 million feels ridiculous. But at the same time, the teams can afford it. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about somebody who breaks the system enough to force these guys to pay at the very, very top of what they could. Because as we know, every team in baseball could do that.
Right. The Padres have proven that. So, I mean, I obviously want the Cubs to be involved. They obviously could afford to be involved. I don't expect them to outbid Steve Cohen and the Dodgers, even though it would be awesome. But yeah, I'm going to keep that hope and that dream alive that the Cubs will recruit Shohei Ohtani.
You should.
After recruiting Seiya Suzuki.
Same agent. And how beloved is Seiya Suzuki? You see that the Japanese team raised his jersey last night in his absence?
Very cool.
They were thinking about him. He's that beloved and respected by Japanese players that they were like, this is for you?
It's just an oblique. He didn't die. But you know.
I know.
But yeah.
Eloy died, right?
Yeah,
right?
That was very tragic.
Thoughts and prayers. What if it's not a number? We don't get fixated on $500 million, $600 million. What if this Manny Machado contract kind of informed, I think, the way a lot of us are thinking about modern contracts now? What if it's just 2-3 year deals with an opt out after two, and every team gets to court him like every 2-3 years because he's like the world's player. He's not tied to a team, and clearly he just wants to win. Like, that's his big thing. That's all we've been hearing the past year or so. What if he just, it's like the Shohei Ohtani free agent frenzy every 2 or 3 years.
I think that's possible.
Does that interest him though? Are you thinking?
I could. You're talking about AAV.
It might.
Yeah.
But he
could ask for like $50 million a year.
Of course he could. And then he could actually choose to be someplace that's great and realize his own power and leverage in that way.
But the difference though, because it's baseball and because there are injuries, I think he would still, I mean, if I was advising him or whatever, I think he still says, give me 10 years, $600 million, but give me opt-outs after years 2, 4, 6, and 8, right? I need multiple, or an opt-out every year if he wants it. You know, like basically as many opt-outs as has ever been given into a contract so that if he has a Cy Young and a batting title in the same year, in a year where they sign new media rights deals, he opts out and gets even more money as it goes up. Or if the team that signs him, to your point, ends up stinking for a year or two, he opts out again.
He's already had Tommy John, right? So the idea of like a
only once, though. Only once.
That's true, yeah. The idea of a catastrophic injury, relatively low. I know a lot of things can happen, but you know, you think about even 5-6 years from now when he's like on the downside of his career, people are still going to want to come and pay a ticket price to say, hey, I saw Shohei Ohtani.
Well, what is
I saw the modern day Babe Ruth.
What does his pulling back on the throttle look like? Does it mean he starts 15 games a year? Does it mean he's just your closer while he's also your DH? Does it mean he stops batting and focuses on being a starter? Like, I have no idea what he would to do.
Holder seems not so practical after last night. Just like the running back and forth, if he's got a hit again. You know, that seems a little clunky.
That was hilarious.
Well, and if he's going to do, if he's only going to do one, then we're way overshooting his value.
But he's only going to do one.
You have to have assurances that he wants to do both and will continue to do both.
But eventually is the question. Like, you know, after what, year four, year five, when he gets to 32, 33, it's hard to imagine him doing both at such a high level, and he might be advised to pick one or slow. Like, I don't even know what that looks like. I don't know how much he's thought about that at this point. We've never seen anything like him.
And is he a better hitter or pitcher?
I mean, when you say hitter, he's also an incredible base runner with a lot of speed.
Yeah, I know. That's a part of it. It feels like pitching is the more valuable thing.
There's nothing more valuable than a front of the rotation ace in baseball. There's nothing more valuable than having that guy who just shuts people down for 7-8 innings every time he's out. I don't think there's anything more valuable still.
Yeah, I agree.
I guess what would be more valuable is if that guy's also your DH the other 4 days.
Well, what if he were to take like $1 million for the next 500 years? Would the White Sox be in?
I think that's about what it would take.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Maybe $2 million for the next 250 years.
Yeah, I think you'd get an interview.
Don't be selfish, are they?
The thing is, Jerry would be alive for all of that, just so you know.
Yeah, he would.
Every little bit of it.
You know, Shohei, we did this contract for the Bulls and Michael Jordan.
That's right.
Really? Wow.
We're going to start trying to do deep dives on singular players. Lucas Van Ness, Iowa defensive lineman, went to Barrington. He's training with a guy named Eddie McGilvra, I think is how you pronounce it.
Eddie McGilvra, I believe, yes.
And he has trained Aiden Hutchinson and first-round draft picks on the D-line in the last 4 years. He's going to join us and his high school coach, Joe Sanchez from Barrington. So we're going to hope to know a lot more about Lucas Van Ness at the end of this polls position. Next on The Score.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.